program. High Desert Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in this program.
Okay, are we on?
We're sitting here talking and we have no idea what we're talking about.
And the microphone's 2 feet away and next thing we know, the music cues up.
With our person in the office who we're not supposed to talk to or acknowledge because he's not here.
The silent Ernie. By the way, Ernie is our board operator. We love him. He's doing an absolutely fantastic job and he keeps us on track.
And you know, now since nobody really knows what Ernie looks like, they're all picturing Ernie from Bert and Ernie.
Exactly. And he's really much better looking than that. Hey, this is Dr. Andrea Mills and Dr. Vicki Thomas with It's a Paradox.
Hey, we're here.
So, Vic, why don't you tell us what a paradox is?
A paradox is a noun. I was making you do that. It's a noun, and it is an opinion contrary to public belief, I think.
That's very, very close. Exactly. And today we are talking about the cost of not.
Which we've written about all week, so we're drained on that.
Exactly. I'm kind of tired of talking about the cost of not. So let's just get it over with and then we can start working on next week's show. No, actually, this is a really great topic and you came up with it. And I'm really excited you did because it applies to every single area of life. I cannot think of one thing it doesn't apply to, and that is, what does it cost you when you do not take care of things?
That's right. And actually, it was really heavy on my mind last week, or actually when we were writing the titles to the shows, because I got so many calls that week where everybody said, what's the cost? What's the cost? What's the cost? And I kept thinking to them, well, what's the cost of not losing weight? What's the cost of not stopping smoking? What's the cost of not taking care of yourself, ending your stress, getting the job you love? All of those things kept coming back.
Making
your
marriage better, spending time with your kids.
I knew we were going to bring sex into this, but that doesn't have to do with kids. It's your marriage. What's the cost of not having sex with your spouse? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's huge. What's the cost of having a crappy relationship with your spouse? It's huge. It affects everybody in the household.
Oh, from the head of household on down.
Especially the head of household. Ernie's over here going,
We told them we were going to bring that into the conversation today. We didn't know how it was going to show up, but we just.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. By the way, if you want to talk about the cost of not having sex, 266-4420. That's the number for the studio. Area code 661-266-4420. But let's.
Or really, call us and tell us what's your cost of not having
sex. Exactly. Or just tell us what's your cost of not. I'm going to share a personal cost of not, and this happened to me last week. Those of you who know me know that I come from, I'm half German. My mother is German. She was born and raised in Germany. My father is an American. He was born and raised in Oklahoma. And so for me, like bread, I mean, bread only exists to get butter in my mouth. I mean, that's the only reason bread is there. And given a choice between a sweet and bread and butter, I'll take the bread and butter every single time. And I have this wheat thing, and I don't really want to call it a sensitivity because if I'm healthy and in good shape, it doesn't bother me at all. But if I'm stressed or if my immune system is down or you know I have anything kind of going on physically and I eat too much wheat.
I have that with tequila.
And for me in college, it was rum. But if I have any of those things going on and I eat too much wheat, I wake up the next morning feeling like a bus hit me. And so the cost of me not listening to my body is I get physically sick.
So when you say like you feel like a bus hit you, like you feel muscles sore.
Okay, anybody out there who's got fibromyalgia, listen to what I'm saying because wheat is a biggie. Listen to how I feel. I wake up in the morning and literally I have that like sort of hangover fog where I can't think straight. Like I feel like it's going to take me 8 cups of coffee just to get going in the morning. And my joints ache, my hips, my spine, my knees, my ankle, they ache. I've got muscle aches, sometimes in my shoulders, sometimes in my legs. It just depends. But does that sound like classic fibromyalgia
or what?
Absolutely. Exactly.
If you went with those symptoms to your doctor, I swear they would find fibromyalgia.
Exactly. If I have too much wheat.
And they would probably be right. I mean.
I know. They would diagnose it. And I'm telling you, 80% of the fibromyalgia patients I work with do have a sensitivity to wheat. But my cost of not paying attention to my body is I will start craving bread and butter. And last Tuesday, this is what I did. We had breakfast for dinner.
You're going to admit this to
everyone?
I am.
I'm going to admit this to everyone because I am human. Yes, I'm a chiropractor. I take pretty good care of myself, but I'm not perfect. And we had breakfast for dinner, and I made biscuits. And the Oklahoma comes out in me, and I cannot resist either biscuits and gravy, country fried steak is a biggie for me too, or biscuits with butter and jam. And last Tuesday, I had 4 biscuits with butter and jam. I'm not kidding. And they were so good. And
4. Just going, ew. No wonder you felt like a bus hit you.
But it wasn't tequila. And I woke up Wednesday morning, I couldn't turn my neck. Vic, I mean, look at me. I'm still stiff. I mean, still stiff and sore, but I've been juicing and eating a lot of fruits and vegetables this last week to try to kind of counteract it. Like a frickin' bus hit me Wednesday morning. And I woke up and it was probably 2 p.m. before I said to my sister-in-law, damn, it was the biscuits last night. And my cost of not paying attention is I do this to myself and then pay for it for a week.
I've been there. I told you. I think mine is – my cost of not is not paying attention with margaritas. We went last night to a barbecue. And, I mean, who's going to go to a barbecue where everybody brings potluck and you don't, like, try some things, right?
Right, of course.
But I got to say, there were pretty healthy choices. Like, there were cheeseburgers for which I did not have a bun. I just – you know, I don't care for buns. So
right.
It wasn't a problem for me. But there was also sausage and – salad, and I think I had a really good healthy plate, but somewhere between that plate of food and the 3 or 4, we'll call them Scarbatini margaritas.
For those of you who don't know what those are, they're amazing. They're made by a friend of ours, and they're very powerful things.
Yeah, well, somewhere in between that, I just got a migraine headache. My stomach just was bloating and bloating, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to explode. And, you know, went home
miserable.
I'm so
glad you didn't.
Yeah, me too. I slept sitting up on the couch because the indigestion was so bad.
Yeah, my husband says when I have too much wheat, he says, literally, it sounds like there's something going on in my belly. Like it's just, and he gets very upset because he's like, honey, I can't sleep. You have to shut your stomach up. It's like, what do I do? So anyway, those are 2 personal costs of not. 266-4420 if you want to talk about yours. So let's talk about the cost. Let's get off of food a little bit and go to the next logical step, which is the cost of not taking care of your weight if you're overweight. And I had said on the video this morning that I posted on Facebook, you know, if you're not doing what you can to take care of your health and you're complaining about healthcare reform, shut up, you know. I mean, Starbucks spends more money. The company Starbucks, nationwide global company, spends more money on health insurance for their employees than they do on coffee.
Well, and I'm going to be in your face to some people because it seems to me that those people that are really pushing for some kind of health care reform are those people that aren't working and don't have some sort of health care. And that really, really offends me.
I think there are some situational, but I think also business owners are.
Because I want to take care of the elderly.
Right.
Our health care is failing the elderly.
It's failing all of us, frankly.
I know. And the changes that they're making really bother me. Those changes are not going to correct things. You're right. It has to start at home. It has to start internally. It has to start one person taking care of themselves.
There's a book that I use in practice. It was written by Drs. Jason Deitch and Bob Hoffman, who are 2 mentors of mine within this group that I'm a chiropractic group that I'm a part of. And in there, they talk about, you know, the only way any healthcare reform that doesn't address getting more people less sick isn't going to work. And I like to say it's switching seats on the Titanic. You're just not going to do anything about it. I mean, there's nothing – if right. we don't work on getting us healthier as a nation, then we're going to continue to have skyrocketing costs. And I think the last estimate that I read, Vic, was everybody in America spends $8,300 on healthcare, whether you spend it directly or not. So if you're not spending $8,300 a year on healthcare, and that includes your insurance premiums and everything, you're spending it elsewhere. 20%, I think, of most costs of things are to handle healthcare.
So don't you wonder how much that cost would go down per person if
about 20%
people were taught to take care of themselves?
Yeah, it's a huge number.
It's amazing.
About 20%.
It's amazing
that we could all save if people took care of their own health.
I just know that so many of my clients come in and their goal is to get off some serious medications.
Right.
That's across the board. People don't want to be on diabetes medicines. They and consequently, a lot of my clients are able to reduce or remove their medications with the assistance of their doctor. You know, we don't just say, oh, stop taking medication.
Right.
We do that working with their medical
danger,
doctor.
Danger, danger, danger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it does happen when they just start eating right and exercising a little bit.
I know, and it's so simple. It's so simple.
You'll be back.
All right, so we're going to go on a break, 266-4420, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
On the floor where you left me, I think I took too much. I'm crying here. What have you done? I thought it would be fun. I can't stay on.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now, I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just the straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills of Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Longest guitar opening on any song.
That was almost annoying. It's like, when's it going to start?
Oh, it's such a great song. It's Ozzy Osbourne, I Don't Want to Stop. One of my favorites.
We're also following my smoking and choking commercial, which is a totally in-your-face commercial, and it's meant to be.
And especially if you have children.
Yeah. And in fact, the people that bothers are those people that have children and don't want to quit smoking.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah. Otherwise, I have people call and go, I couldn't get that song out of my head. And that actually leads us into our next segment about the cost of not quitting smoking.
Okay, do you know, I was a social smoker in college, and yes, I'll admit that, but I haven't touched a cigarette in many, many, many years. But when my friends and I bought packs of cigarettes, it was like $1.75 or $1.25 or something. I had to look it up online. I had to look it up online over the weekend because I had no idea how much cigarettes cost anymore. $5.50 a pack.
I've had people come in and say they pay as much as $7 a pack.
I was like, no, $5.50 a pack. You could buy lunch.
Yeah, think of one pack a day.
Even half a pack a day is $1,000 a year.
No.
One pack a day is $2,000 a year.
The financial cost is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, think of 10 years of smoking. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
One of my favorite
It'll pay for your knee replacement surgery.
That's right. One of my favorite clients was in her late 60s and had smoked for 55 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was now at 3 packs a day.
Oh.
And she actually...
There's what, 20 cigarettes in a pack, right?
Yeah.
That's almost
that's like
one an hour.
Nonstop smoking. But yeah, that's like lighting one from the next.
Yeah.
But she had come in because her doctor had said, if you don't stop smoking, you're going to die. This year. So she came in.
Without lung cancer.
He didn't say what she was going to get, but she was very sick.
Okay.
Now, some of the things that happened to her were really funny because the first, she came and saw me with a 3-program session.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking, if your doctor tells you you're going to die, that's not very funny.
That's scary. She was scared.
I know, but you said some things that happened to her were very funny. I'm so sorry.
Well, no, some things that happened were very funny because she said that after the first week, you know, she came in the first week. At the second session, she said, I didn't smoke at all, but it was hard.
Hmm.
And I said, oh, okay, because I don't usually hear that.
Right.
But thinking, oh, okay, 55 years, 3 packs a day, maybe it was hard. So, you know.
maybe there was a little bit of a challenge there.
So, but she didn't smoke. That was, you know, the good side. Then the second
week. Yeah, I'm always amazed at how fast you get results, by the way.
Yeah. The second week she came in, she goes, I didn't smoke at all, but it was hard. Now, here's someone who smoked 60 cigarettes a day or more and was saying, I didn't smoke at all. So that's what I keyed in on. Well, by the third appointment, she had gone to see the same doctor who said to her, because she's all excited. She said, doctor, I'm a non-smoker. And he said, you're not a non-smoker till you haven't smoked in a year. And she said, blank, blank, blank.
Let's celebrate some successes here.
She said some naughty words, and then she said, I am a non-smoker. And she walked out of his office. She came to my office from his office, and she said, and I have to tell you, Dr. Vicky, she told me the story, and I have to tell you, it wasn't hard.
Good.
It was easy, and I had to believe it was hard. I had to believe it was hard for me to accomplish it. But I'm looking back now going, it was easy.
That's awesome.
So sometimes it's your mindset.
Absolutely. And no, okay, all of the time. It's your mindset.
All of the time. You're right.
I mean, it's only hard to do something if you don't – it's only hard to do something if you tell yourself it's hard to do it.
I think all of these cost of knots we're talking about, you can make it easy or you can make it hard. It's as easy or as hard as you believe it's going to be.
Absolutely.
So what if it's really easy to just eat right?
It is easy to just eat right.
It isn't it? I mean, it is. Totally.
I'm going to say that with a caveat. It is easy to eat right if you understand what you're eating. Too many people don't understand what they're eating because, as we did a couple weeks ago, they don't know how to look at the food that they're eating critically. And I think that critical thinking needs to come in. But it really is all in your head. And it took me so long to learn this and to actually internalize it. I mean, and you knew me when I didn't have it fully internalized yet. I would have these struggles, you know, wherever in my life. And you'd be like, Andrea, you're choosing to struggle. And I'd be like, no, I'm not.
Well, I think I said that to you a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. You said, you're choosing to struggle.
How long are you going
to
keep doing that?
How long are you going to keep doing that? And I'd be very upset with you. And so now it's kind of funny because now that I do realize I was creating it myself, I kind of look at other people and I'm like, you're creating it yourself. And they're very upset with me. But the cost of not realizing you have control.
That's so true. Often I'll have people that fall back into their same old patterns. You know, like, we'll be kicking along.
Well, of course.
Kicking along, doing good, good, good. And then they fall back into an old pattern.
Who doesn't do that? We all do.
It's their habit, you know. And yet, that people say to themselves, oh, I'm so bad I fell back into my own habit. However, just catching yourself and knowing that's what you've done and getting back on the right track is 99% of it.
Yeah,
it
is.
I hate to do statistics like that because... you're making them up as you go along.
I'm sure we can find a source that cites exactly what you said.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, but it's true. Cost of smoking. Okay, let's be real. If you smoke and your spouse doesn't, they don't want to kiss you.
Oh, gosh, no.
They really don't. I mean, they will, to be polite. But
seriously, even
it's
if
like licking an ashtray.
I would say, seriously, if you're a smoker, would you lick an ashtray? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, but see, smokers can't taste it. It was funny because my...
Yeah, but they wouldn't lick an ashtray either.
We traveled a few years ago.
Are you going to tell me that someone licked an ashtray?
No. I'm going to tell you a story about how great the desserts in Greece are.
Oh, okay.
And my husband and I figured out why that is. We traveled several years ago to the Mediterranean, and we were in Greece, and we were driving down the freeway, and I can't remember where we were heading, but we'd rented a car. And Greece is really cool because across the roads, they have these huge, I want to say truck stops, but that's not. It's like a rest stop, okay? And when you walk in, there's this amazing bakery with the most amazing pastries you have ever seen. And they look gorgeous. I mean, people in Greece, they know how to bake. And so we got some stuff for the kids. We got some stuff for us. We got these little pastries filled with this chocolate cream. And we get back out to the car, and the four of us are eating them. And my husband and I are looking at each other. We're like, oh, my God, these are the best pastries we've ever had. I mean, the chocolate was this really rich, intense flavor. And Dominic looked at me and he says, it's because they smoke. They can't taste anything. So when
they
you don't
make it stronger.
Exactly. The flavor was so strong. And we think it's probably because everyone in that part of the world is a pretty heavy smoker and their taste buds are completely dead. So if a smoker licked an ashtray, they probably wouldn't notice the difference the way you and I do.
Now, I'll tell you an interesting factoid.
What's that?
All tobacco is cured in sugar.
So, I've heard that.
So when someone inhales a cigarette or uses chewing tobacco, they're ingesting the sugar through their lungs, through their systems immediately. So think of then what happens when someone stops smoking.
They crave sugar.
They crave sugar. Or they go into hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
Shaky hands.
Yeah.
Nausea, dizziness. Those are all the symptoms that people get from stopping smoking. They're simply solved by eating fruit.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen that? There was an ad on here in the studio before we came in, that electronic cigarette thing. What is that?
I've seen someone advertising it and or showing it off at the Chamber of Commerce.
266-4420 if you know. Because I don't know what that is.
I just kind of, I've avoided them. I'm polite to them when I meet them because there are several people selling it. And their assumption is that people who quit smoking need something.
Yeah.
And my assumption is that they don't.
I know a lot of people who just quit cold turkey and they said it was a function of mind over matter.
So, or hypnosis.
Yeah. No. I think hypnosis is the easier way to go.
Yeah.
Because the mind over matter, you're still struggling with yourself. With the hypnosis, you're not.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research over the weekend, and you'll see where I'm going with this in a minute. I found out that the average cost of a knee replacement surgery is between $30,000 and $40,000. Okay?
So
$30,000 to $45,000 is your average cost of a
knee. And a lot of pain and downtime.
And a lot of pain and downtime and, you know, time off from work and the physical conditioning you lose because you're not ambulating the way you should be and blah, blah, blah. And so then I figured, well, let's say you've got amazing insurance and you've got an 80% coverage with a 20% deductible and an out-of-pocket limit of, let's say, between $3,000 and $5,000. Well, 10% of $30,000 is $3,000 and 20% would be $6,000. So your cost out-of-pocket, depending on where your out-of-pocket maximum is going to be anywhere between $3,000 and $6,000. That's for the knee replacement surgery. Never mind, you know, the time lost for work and all that other stuff we've already talked about. What is the single biggest reason for knee replacement surgeries?
Lack of movement?
Overweight. Because the knees, the hips, and the spine are weight-bearing, and they take the brunt of it. So you, every time you walk, you're putting so much pressure on those joints. And when you're overweight and you're not moving the way you need to, those knees are really taking a huge force every time you take a step.
Yeah.
So just right there, you could save yourself between $3,000 and $6,000 down the road just by taking care of your body and not having to have some sort of a surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And that's minimum. Some people don't have those deductibles.
How much time do we have? Because Vicki's got a great story about a client that she saw who did not do anything. So I think we'll do that on the next break. If you'd like to talk with us, 661-266-4420. We'll be back in a minute.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis, seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just a straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching you about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hey, I think we're back.
Oh, we're back?
No, Vicki, no phone number.
I'm just talking on and on and on.
All right, so tell the story that you told to me before we came in about this gentleman's cost of not.
Yeah, this was a really, really nice client. He came in. I really liked this guy. He had a good heart. He was in a helping field job, and that's about all I can tell without giving away who he was or is. And he came in for weight loss, and he weighed well over 500 pounds.
Wow. That's big.
Yeah. And like I said, he had the biggest heart, caring job, was giving to other people. But he was not taking care of himself, obviously.
That sounds like a lot of people I know.
Yeah.
Minus the weight.
He had his, and I actually kind of went out of the way, because after he left, I had arranged for a personal trainer, a 4-minute fitness membership. Like, mm-hmm. I'd gotten some things rolling for him that would have been wonderful. But he came back for the second session, and he said he could not stop and have a chili cheeseburger. And in fact, he had four. And that
was my God.
Every day on his way home from work.
I have to, when you're done, I'll tell you my first chili cheeseburger story.
And that just kind of makes me
story.
Sick, the thought of the whole four chili cheeseburgers. Yeah. But so he did quit his program after only two sessions. He said it just wasn't working because he couldn't stop for that chili. Couldn't not stop for four chili cheeseburgers every day. And
every day?
Every
Wait,
day.
That wasn't a one-shot deal?
No, it was every day.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't see him again until 2 years later. And by the way, he was diabetic.
Okay.
Saw him 2 years later.
Type 2, obviously.
In Costco, in a wheelchair, and had his legs amputated. And his cost of not, as far as I'm concerned, was exorbitant.
He lost his legs.
He did not choose to take care of himself.
Wow.
That's a big cost of not.
Okay, that is big.
That's the biggest one I think I've ever had in my office.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Yeah.
Okay,
that just left
I'm
you
speechless. And I've heard the story, and yeah. I'm still speechless.
Me too. I don't even know how to comment to that.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with Facebook on Facebook last week with somebody about organic food because I had to run down to LA last week for on some personal business, and I stopped at the Whole Wheater, not the Whole Wheater. I stopped at Whole Foods. Whole Wheater is our version of Whole Foods up here, and I'm in there quite a bit. But I stopped at Whole Foods to grab some lunch, and I actually had an entirely vegan lunch, which I'm not a vegetarian. I mean, I could be pretty easily. I don't think I could be vegan, though. It's a little too restrictive for me. I mean, I sort of feel like we have canine teeth for a reason. But I had a vegan lunch, and I had posted something about a vegan lunch, and one of my friends had said, oh, you mean Whole Paycheck? And I said, well, that was negative. You know, I actually think you can get organic food, especially their 365 brand, which is organic products. Natural products, very reasonably priced, in my opinion. And
I got to tell you, I don't even look at price. I buy organic when that's the choice. I mean, sometimes, of course, I go to the grocery store and there isn't an organic shelf.
Right.
But I buy organic and I don't look at the price tag.
No. Well,
because the cost of not looking at the price tag is bigger for me than
this,
buying it.
When people tell me that that you don't need to do organic, it doesn't matter. This is the experiment that I have them do. And I'm not kidding. A week ago, my youngest daughter says, Mommy, can we do that again? Because it's so cool for kids. But it really sends a point home. Go home. And if you're listening, go home and do this. If you think pesticides don't get into the produce you eat, go home and do this. Take two stalks of celery. And chop them up like into, I don't know, 3 or 4 inch pieces. And then take some water and just add some food coloring to the water. Blue, red, green, whatever. But do a color.
And you have pretty celery.
Probably not green because, well, you'd still be able to see it. But take that and take the celery that you've cut and stick one end in the water with the other end hanging up over the top of the glass. And within 24 hours, you will be able to see the food coloring at the top of the celery because the celery sucks it in and brings it all the way up to the celery walls.
It's
pretty fast. But my kids love doing that particular little experiment because it's such a cool thing for them to do because they see the celery drink the water.
How do you think they get those colored carnations?
Exactly. And if you think that those pesticides aren't going into the food that is grown, you're crazy. I mean, fruits and vegetables are 80% water.
You know, I'm going to comment because I grew up in Iowa where my father was a farmer and I saw him dump those pesticides in those big things and tanks and spray them on the fields. And I saw that stuff going into there and I smelled it and I know that it's toxic. I know it went into our groundwater there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had a little bit of conversation about my friends in Iowa, how the percentage of kids in that class, well, they're not kids anymore, they're my age, that that have had serious illness. And I have to wonder how much of that goes back to the pesticides in the drinking, the groundwater, in the just in the air.
What was that Julia Roberts movie? Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
that
all about groundwater and if he was being poisoned? So, I mean, the cost of not knowing what you're putting in your body is pretty high, in my opinion. And, well, anyway, let me sort of backtrack to where I was. So I'm at Whole Foods. I have this vegan lunch. My friend says, oh, it's really expensive to eat
organic. Did I interrupt you?
You did. That's okay. He says, it's really expensive to eat organic. And I have to, I mean, I laugh when people tell me that because I know that that's a very common misperception and misconception that it is more expensive to eat healthy than it is to not eat healthy. I have 6 people living in my home. It's my family of 4 plus my sister-in-law and my nephew. So there's 3 adults and 3 children. I feed the 6 of us a mostly organic diet. $700 a month. And people are blown away when they find that out. But I spend less money for 6 people than some friends of mine who only have 3 people in their house do on traditional regular grocery store food.
Yeah,
so when people tell me it's more expensive, I just laugh. I'm like, no, it's really not. You just have to know what you're doing. You have to get educated.
I don't think our grocery, well, there's just 2 of us. And I don't think it's over $200 a month.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
I
cook a lot. I mean, we're eating in. We don't eat out. We don't eat out very much.
Oh, I didn't count the eating out parts.
That makes
it higher. Yeah,
I don't eat. We don't eat out very much. I do. We do most of the cooking at home, but I am in complete control.
And I happen to know you have some gourmet meals over there.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good cook.
Yeah,
pretty good healthy cook. Well, I'm a good not healthy cook too.
She's good, healthy.
I'm good, healthy. My cost of not eating, whatever. I can't make that work. So, anyway, I just, like I said, I have to laugh when people tell me it's too expensive.
I'm just questioning. So let's go back and sweep around and pick up an open loop that we left about the cost of not having sex. Did you do any research on the internet as to the cost of not
having sex,
having a healthy sex life.
No, I did, however, read Dr. Oz. This was very funny. I had to laugh. Dr. Oz in some men's magazine had said that the best way for a man to prevent having prostate cancer is to have 700 orgasms a year. So,
no problem.
And it works out.
That should make you very happy.
It works out to be basically twice a day, you know. And I just had to laugh. I'm like, who has that kind of time?
Really?
But yes, 700 a year will help keep men from having prostate issues and prostate cancer.
I'm sorry, but that is a little too much.
Of course it does, Vicky. We're women.
Man, so of course he'd say that.
So I don't know what the real number is, but that was the one thing that I did pick up on that made me chuckle.
I guess
that's twice a day.
Oh, here in the bottom line book is sex and marriage affected by. Perhaps I should look that up.
Why don't you look that up? In the meantime, let's talk about the cost of not taking care of your stress. How's that? So.
Oh, that's huge in everyone. I mean,
who's ever been burned out?
Me.
Me. Ernie doesn't raise his hand. He's only 32, not married, doesn't have kids, though. So the cost of not taking care of your stress, it's interesting because I have people come into my office and they're hurting, and they've been hurting for a long time, Vic. And they'll say to me, I'll tell them, we'll talk about what I think it'll take to get them back to where they want to go. First of all, we talk about your goals. So someone comes into me and they're in pain. We talk about goals. Do you just want to get out of pain? Do you want to try to reverse some of the damage that you've done to your body? Do you want to, you know, what do you want to do? And then once I know that, then I can make a plan. And I'm amazed at how often.
I want to just comment on that, because aren't you amazed at how many people have not thought farther than their pain? Like,
oh, they have
no
idea.
Someone in pain at the age of 40, not even thinking about what it would be like to spend 10 more years in pain.
Right. And what's going to happen when they're 60.
Okay. And yeah.
Well, it takes between 5 and 10 years from your spine to degenerate from one phase to the next phase. And every time you progress a little bit further, it's mostly asymptomatic. And when symptoms finally do happen, you've progressed between 10 and 15 degrees of degeneration. That's arthritis. And it's much harder to fix. But they're virtually pain-free until they get to that back point. Anyway, let's go back to stress. I don't want to dwell too much on the physical, because I want to talk about stress right now. People will come in and they will literally say to me, well, I don't have time to do that. And I'm thinking,
the cost of not having time.
Exactly. I'm thinking, how can you not take care of this? Because in 5 more years, you're going to need surgery to fix it. And if you don't think surgery is going to knock you out for a little
Usually I have people who say, that say they don't have time. However, they're watching 1 to 6 hours of TV a night.
Oh, yeah.
They have time for that. They have time for their favorite shows. Of course, they don't watch commercials anymore because they can skip right past them. So they don't have time to even get up and move during commercials. And I kind of get a little angry at those people because, my gosh, what are you learning about yourself watching Desperate Housewives?
Nothing.
I love Desperate Housewives, but could I give it up if it meant me moving and getting my body back in shape and not having pain and all of that?
Yeah.
Yes, I could give that up.
Well, and then just the physical toll of stress. Your heart rate goes up. Your blood pressure goes up. Every time that you have stress, cortisol is screaming out of your adrenals. And cortisol causes oxidation of cholesterol and other stuff within. I mean, it literally creates atherosclerosis inside the heart. And stress is huge. It messes up your rhythms. You don't sleep.
I'm seeing a huge number of people with their adrenals out of whack.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
And you know that's because of stress.
Yeah, which, by the way, can be fixed. If you are exhausted all the time and you have, you know, some sort of chronic low-grade pain issues and, you know, some cravings and that kind of thing, that stuff can be fixed, but it does require some work. But what's the cost of not doing it?
Exactly.
You know? Medical leave. And I've got a patient went on disability because she's been hurting for so long she couldn't find an answer.
And doing nothing about,
well, I'm not going to say she wasn't doing nothing about it, because she was. So anyway.
Yeah, and I can kind of give an example of that, because prior to doing what I do, I was in property management for about 15 years.
And I think I'll tell us that when we get back.
And I think I'll just tell you that when we get back.
Me.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just the straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills of Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to cold, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
I love that song.
I was just trying to text my husband telling me he has 700 orgasms a year.
I heard the scream of joy from here.
So I was in the middle of the story about the fact that I was in a job that I hated. I was in property management.
Uh-huh.
And upper management, man, hitting that glass ceiling, hated what I was doing. And my adrenals went out of whack. My thyroid bottomed out, so I couldn't, like, I almost couldn't get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, it'll do that when your adrenals and your thyroid work together. People don't know that.
And I totally thought I was going to get a stress leave because I went to the doctor and he put me on medication.
Oh,
I didn't get that stress leave. But, you know, I fast forward and I kind of changed jobs a couple of times and then I found what I love, and now I'm doing what I love, and I don't have the problem of that stress. I like what I do, so I feel good going to work every day.
It's interesting because I think whenever you're a business owner, you do have stress, but it's also partially how you choose to react to it.
Stress is only a reaction. It's not – no one can make you stressed. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's your body and your mind's reaction to –
And I still get stressed way more than I should. I still get stressed way more than I need to. I still get stressed way more than is healthy for me. But I'll tell you what, I'm a hell of a lot better than I was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 years ago I would fly – it's like I could – 2 years ago I could feel my heart pounding in my chest. I was so upset about stuff. And now I sort of –
Take a deep breath.
You have calmed since 2 years ago.
I have calmed, haven't I?
Yes.
You've mellowed.
Yeah. Well, not really. I'm calmer, but
you're
I'm not more
intense.
Mellow. I still have very
so
good energy.
So let's talk about the cost of not getting enough sleep, because that's another key ingredient to people just feeling well.
How technical should I get?
How technical do you want to get?
All right. Well, if I'm getting too technical, you guys tell me. All right. So you're...
Oh, go ahead. No, sorry.
Your body has these hormonal biorhythms, and people don't realize that their bodies are controlled by hormones. Men, I mean, most people know that women are controlled by hormones because they think of the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, but men are too. And the hormones that control you are really sort of neurotransmitters. And it's a very delicate dance that happens every morning and every night based on the light and the dark cycle. So when you wake up in the morning, your adrenals secrete cortisol, and cortisol slowly brings you awake. And it's interesting because without alarm clocks and stuff, it is timed very closely to the cycles of the day when the sun sets.
Don't you
when
feel
the sun
good
rises.
When you wake up at the crack of dawn?
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
that your day starts.
I wake up at the crack of dawn, which really, my husband's like, can't you just sleep in once? I'm like, no, I got to get up. Anyway, cortisol is secreted. And what cortisol does is cortisol gets your body moving. And yes, it's a stress hormone, but it's a necessary hormone. We have to have it or else we don't function properly. So it wakes you up and it gets you going. And then mid-morning to early afternoon, your cortisol levels start to drop and other hormones start to take over. And then in the evening, as the sun goes down, melatonin, which is its peak secretion is between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., that's the sleep hormone, that rises. And melatonin and cortisol work opposite each other. So as cortisol is rising, did I say cortisone? Cortisol.
No, you said cortisol.
Okay. As cortisol is rising, melatonin is dropping. As melatonin is rising, cortisol is dropping. And this is what regulates your sleep cycle. When you don't get enough sleep, what happens is that melatonin, if you go to bed late, melatonin peaks between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So let's say you don't get to bed until midnight. Your cortisol is running higher than it should. And your body doesn't really have a chance to get that melatonin where it needs to be. And so you get a shorter melatonin period than you would if you'd gone to bed earlier.
And also, after the age of 40, your body decreases in its production
of melatonin. Exactly. What just happened to my earphones? So
we're hearing the test pattern. Hopefully everyone else isn't.
So that cortisol and that melatonin go together. And when you don't get enough sleep, you mess up that melatonin cycle. Well, if cortisol and melatonin work together.
Hello, there she is.
Did we just have dead air?
No, I think we had that test pattern.
Okay.
If this was an actual emergency, I think that's what we need to say.
If that melatonin isn't being secreted the way it needs to be, what do you think is happening to your cortisol?
It's also being oversecreted, probably.
Exactly. Because they work together opposite each other. So just not getting enough sleep, you are already secreting more stress hormone into your body than you should be. Now, cortisol puts on fat. Cortisol does a whole bunch of bad stuff in the body. And if you're constantly, and it's interesting because in women, cortisol will bind to estrogen receptors. And these women will think they're going into menopause. And it turns out when they go to the doctor, how many times have you heard this? I'm having hot flashes, I'm having symptoms of menopause, but when I go to the doctor and they test me, everything's fine. Well, that's because their blood levels of estrogen are perfect, but the cells that would uptake the estrogen are bound to cortisol and can't take it up. So their bodies are producing enough estrogen, but because they're stressed, they're not sleeping and they're not taking care of themselves. They basically throw themselves.
Yes, and the odd thing is that what's usually prescribed is estrogen.
Exactly. And it's not an estrogen problem. It's a cortisol problem. But people don't know that. So again, it's just one more way that not taking care of yourself.
Cost of not.
Okay.
With what people should do, including how much sleep should they be getting? How can they balance those cortisol levels? How can they?
And by the way, balancing cortisol levels and fixing this is not a fast. It's not if you've been running Mach 4 for 10 years, you're not going to be better in 2 months. So just understand that when you start getting more sleep, you will likely feel tired again. And the reason that happens is because your cortisol levels drop, and cortisol is what keeps you awake. So it's actually a good thing. If you start sleeping more hours and you get really tired, that's a sign that your body's healing. It just means you need to keep sleeping. So the first thing I would say is get to bed earlier. If you wake up at 5 to drive down to the valley to get to work, or you know, if you wake up early, get to bed earlier. Be in bed by 9 o'clock. And if that's hard to do, just slowly start putting yourself to bed 15 minutes early, you know, for a
week. That's what I tell people.
Yeah, do it in slow chunks. Don't try to make these huge changes.
Take a real bedtime and listen to my hypnosis CD called Sleep Now when you're going to bed.
Yeah. You know, if you have kids, when you put your kids to bed, go to bed. You're within 15 or 30 minutes after that, because most kids are, well, my kids are in bed by 8 or 8:30, depending on what night it is. And I'm in bed relatively quickly after that. But again, I'm up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning. So food-wise, eat whole foods. That's something that you
fruits,
can do.
Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, plain meats.
Nuts, lean
Take
meats.
Take out the processed foods.
Yeah. As much as I love bread and butter, bread's not that good for you.
Yeah. See, bread nutritionally, if you look at nutritionals.
Oh, it's crap.
It's like there's nothing in there
for
you.
Yummy.
It just, you might as well eat styrofoam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And processed bread tastes like styrofoam, so there you go.
Yeah. Manage your stress levels. If you're running Mach 3, go ahead and take 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon and just turn off your cell phone, shut down your computer, shut down your laptop, whatever, and take 10 minutes and just have silence.
Put duct tape over your boss's mouth.
Or go out to the car. By the way, people don't know this. Chiropractic adjustments actually help decrease cortisol levels.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, because they help regulate the adrenals.
The whole balance.
And meditation does as well.
So we'll wrap it up some more. What do you got going this week? You got anything going for the next? What's coming up for you?
I have a bunch of stuff coming up. This week in the office, I have two workshops on Thursday. I normally only do one, but we're doing May is National Posture Month. And so in honor of that, Thursday evening at 6 p.m., I'm holding a Stay Fit While You Sit class. And all the girls in the office are really excited about that. They're like, oh, you have to do this one. So that's why I'm doing that one. And, you know, members of the community are invited. I mean, these are a community service that I do. And then at 5, just before that one, I'm having my wellness orientation workshop, which if anyone wants to come learn a little bit more about wellness and what real health means, it's a great class to come to. What about you?
The next thing I have coming up is on May 1st and 2nd, I'm doing a group workshop on releasing anger, sadness, fear, guilt, and limiting decisions. It's a 2-day workshop.
Mm-hmm. How much is that?
The cost is $297.
That's not bad.
And people have amazing change. When you're not worrying about all that crap from the past, we talked about that before too, when people carry negative emotions from 40 years ago, they could just let it go in 2 days. How cool is that?
I tell people, a belief is just a story you tell yourself over and over and over again. How many people have beliefs from when they were 12
that don't serve them anymore,
and they're running
and I think
their life.
That I only have 4 spots left in that workshop.
Okay, good. So that's this weekend.
Call me at 209-2632 or get me on Facebook or get me at itsaparadox.com.
yeah, by the way, that's www.itsaparadox.com. And
what are we talking about next week?
Next week we're talking about reinventing yourself. We will have a guest on, I think, next week. So we need to confirm that with her, and I'm looking forward to that one. So this show has been all about the cost of not. I hope some people learn some stuff that's practical today.
Yeah, I think we kind of rounded it out well.
I hope so. I hope.
But
we
I can't
it well.
Wait for reinventing yourself.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be a fun show. So May 8th, which is the day before Mother's Day, it's a Saturday at 2 p.m. I am starting a lecture series at the Quartz Hill Public Library. So that's at 2 p.m. And if you have questions, you can call the office, 945-4441. In the meantime, this has been It's a Paradox.
And Dr. Vicki Thomas.
And Dr. Andrea Mills. Thanks for joining us.
See ya or hear ya next week.
Bye.
Oh, my little pretty one. The following was a sponsored program. HIDESA Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in the previous program.